In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'una. And this month, because it coincides with the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples and the beginning of the service of the church, the readings are also alluding to the service of the church. So today, we see those four men carrying their friend and delivering him in front of the Lord Christ. And because of their faithfulness, the Lord healed him. In looking at how those people gathered into one task to do for their friend a favor, actually the way they choose to deliver their friend before the Lord gave us a hint about the service of the church and how it should look like. We read that they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. How this method is very creative resemble the service of the church. First of all, it reflects love that does not seek its own. If they go through the door, which is something that everyone might be doing, they will be seen by the Lord as well. They might get his blessings as well, but they choose a way that in itself shows how they denied themselves totally. In order for them to hold the robe and let this man be delivered before the Lord, they will be totally unseen above the roof. I am sure that these four men, every one of them, has his own problems, might be asking for the Lord a blessing for something, knowing the holiness of this man whom they are delivering their friend before. I am sure that they might be, in a way, desiring to take his blessings and kiss his hand, at least talk with him, at least say to him, pray for us. But the way they choose, it was the only way that they showed love that does not seek its own. Even if we are now to vote for one person to be delivered before the Lord and will be denied this, then we will vote for our friend who is in desperate need. This is exactly like if we are coming to the church and at the door, we know that there is a crowd inside because there is an aberration for St. Mary, for example. And then because it's very crowded, maybe the security people will say, only one person go in. And the people gather and they choose one of their friends and say, this is the one who needs to go inside the most. It's very hard. It is not something easy that I willingly will choose that someone else will go and take the blessings and to be seen before the Lord, and I will be denied so. So this is number one. We learn from them love that does not seek its own. Also, this method utilizes the power of teamwork. Those people came together after one goal, and they executed the plan as a team. Imagine those four people debating with one another at the door and getting into a fight and argument about how we should be helping our friend to be seen by the Lord. They have all good intention, but they might waste their time and their energy debating. Maybe we should go through, like maybe pushing the people. Maybe one of them will say, let us wait until the Lord Christ come out and he will see us. Maybe another one will see, let us come tomorrow. Maybe things will be better tomorrow. They did not waste their time and effort thinking of whom should lead, what we should do. They were focused into working together. This is exactly how the church should function. This is how we should all operate. We operate as a team. We complement one another. Every one of us is given a talent should be added to the church. We waste our resources in terms of time and effort and emotions going into these exhaustive debates and arguments about who and when and how, and we waste time doing nothing because we lack this sense of we are a team, we work together. Those people resembled the ideal work of the church in how they executed a plan as one person. They all work it together as a team in order to deliver this man. Actually, if one of them is missing, they cannot do the plan. because three of them cannot deliver the bed before the Lord, something will be not balanced. The method they choose, they were able to do it as one person, says to us we should work as a team. The same method also focuses on the service, not the credit. Meaning, the way also they choose to deliver their friend will make them to be totally unseen, not known, not focused on who did what. No one of them jumped after the man and then he came to the Lord shaking his hand and saying, I am so and so. I want to introduce myself to you. They did not come down after their friend seeking credit. We do not even know their names, whom they are. Nothing mentioned about those people except they were four faithful friends. Their focus was the service. Let us get things done. It is not time about who did what. Another major temptation in the service, going into this fight about, I wanted to do it. I have to make it. It is me. It is my turn. And by doing this, we get into a situation where we defeat the purpose. The purpose of the service is the glory of God and the success and the prosperity of His church. It is not about a person. It's about not about me. If someone else will be able to make it in a better way, let him do it. Let us do things not seeking credit, but seeking the welfare of the service and the church and those people whom we are serving. The same method also manifests the virtues of both striving and relying on God's grace at the same time. They could have waited in their homes, praying and saying, God knows about the situation that we are at. We are in desperate need, and our friend can stay wherever he is, and we will be just waiting for God to work. They did not do this. They worked hard, they struggled. This is exactly how we understand salvation as Orthodox. We have to do something and we rely at the same time on God's grace. Yes, we will deliver those people who are sick before the Lord, and healing comes from Him and Him alone. No one can ever dare to say, I am the one who is going to heal the sick. They worked with God, and that's why God blessed them and their service. While relying on God's grace, the method chosen by those four men values the gift of the intellect and creativity to best serve others. They were not hopeless, helpless, just staying before the situation, puzzled by the challenge that we cannot go through the door. They worked hard and they thought about it. It is not that we in a way think that it is only our mind or our intellect is going to solve the problems. But meanwhile, we are called to use this great gift given from God to all of us, the great gift of the intellect that God blessed us with. We have to think about maybe other means, other ways, something that might be more appealing in order that we'll be able to serve others in a more positive way. They relied on God's grace, but they worked hard, they thought about it, they came with an innovation in order to deliver their friend before the Lord Christ. At last also, the way they worked in order to get their friend before the Lord reveals the power of intercession. It says that the Lord saw their faith and then He healed their friend. He saw their faith. He did not see their faces, but their faith was very much seen and manifest. And that's why the Lord healed His friend. Our faith, our love to one another, can lead others as well to be healed. We should trust in the power of intercession. That's why we ask always in our prayers, Saint Mary and the Archangel Michael and all the saints to intercede on our behalf. Trusting that God, when He looks at their faith and hear their prayers, He will pity our weakness, He will complete what is lacking, and He will stretch His blessed hand and bless and heal all of us. So those four people resemble, in the way they choose to help their friend, how the service of the church look like. Let us review it and think about it and see how can we, as the church, can serve one another. It reflects love that does not seek its own. The service utilizes the power of teamwork, focuses on the service, not the credit, manifests the virtues of both striving and relying on God's grace at the same time. While relying on God's grace, it values the gift of the intellect and creativity to best serve others. The power of intercession is clearly shown in the service of the church. The faith of those who believe can lead others to be healed as well. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.